Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, how are you? This is Wardell Pye Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is a blessing to be here, with you, but at the same time, it's a very sad moment as we are right now starting the closure of Nigel Beard's being here with us at her funeral today. So with that being said, I just want to take a moment of silence with you, and then we'll continue the show. So let's just take this moment of silence for our sister, who we love so much, and we will miss, Miss Nigel Beard. Okay, well, you know, it's a very sad moment that we have to do that moment. And rest in peace, Nidra. She was such a fun and beautiful person. I had a lot of fun with her. We've been through a lot together. And she was such a sweetheart, and I will always, always love Nidra for everything that she's done for us. You know, she adopted me as her child, and I don't know why. I moved to California to audition for Dynasty. You know, I lived with them for about a week. And so she felt like she had to take care of me for a week. And, it was very interesting. It was very sad and beautiful at the same time, because she really was all over me and made sure, that I was good. And so yesterday for me is very hard, because she all the way until, you know, about 3 months ago when I spoke to her last, she called me her son. And she always called me her son. And then she says, "Oh, my son just gets so upset when I call you my son." And so I say, I don't blame him. I don't blame him, because I'm not, but it's all good, Nitra. So she was a big sister to me. She's 71 years old. She was a blessing, and I will always love her. And so rest in peace, my beautiful sister. Go and be with your Heavenly Father, and be blessed. You are good, and we love you so much here at Solar Records Radio. So I'm going to play this song in remembrance of you, and just let you know that we really love you, and we're going to miss you. You are such a beautiful light that was in our lives, and for you not to be here anymore, it's very difficult, and it's very hard to accept that reality. But God blessed us with you for the time that we had you, and so we're so grateful for that. And we love you, Nidra. We love you desperately. Rest in peace. God bless you.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I don't know where And I'll take with me the memory.
I often hear another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Welcome to the show. May God bless you and keep you, and I hope you are good and you are well. God is good all the time, even despite our situations, these things that make us so crazy and feel so vulnerable and just so sad, but it is good. It is all good. I just want to have a good time with you, and so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to Solar's on the road, by the way. I am out of town, and I'm doing this show from my vehicle, and actually I'm walking into a restaurant, and so I just want you to know that I was unable to make it to Los Angeles for Nigel's funeral due to medical situations with my wife and myself, but we're all good. She just had to get checkup, and I really hurt myself really badly, and I am in a little pain here, but I'm okay. I got Greg to see coming up in a couple of weeks, so I'm trying to get ready for Greg and Phil. So we'll look forward to seeing them, those guys, and hang out with them and be blessed by them and stuff. So in the meantime, I got to tell you this: when I was in college. 1978, I was in college, and every time we would go out to the club, you know, to the, like a dance or something, they would play this one particular song, and this song was so crazy. It's so good, but it's so crazy, and it was such a blessing, and so I want to play it for you guys and let you enjoy it too. So get ready to get your groove on here with Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. Much love, and God bless you guys. Bless you.
Yeah.
out of my life.
And I'd like to thank all of our guests for coming on to the show today. This is an incredible opportunity for me to introduce some of the most incredible people in my life, the first group that I ever had the opportunity to play with professionally. And the name of the group is Dynasty. But the ones that we do have on the phone live, I would like to introduce you to each and every single one of them. From the group Dynasty, we have Ricky Smith. We have Linda Carrier, and we have Richard Randolph, and also myself, Wardell Potts, from the group Dynasty.
Now, I was just going to say, everybody can greet everybody. Everybody's mic is open.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
How's everybody doing?
All right. This is great. First of all, Linda, you are the lady. And I'd just like to say thank you so much for taking the time out to get on the microphone and you know, and have this conversation with us. It's been a long, long time, and we know Ricky's about to go on stage, and so we can't avoid talking. We got to get as much out of him as we can as possible. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just pass it around and let Ricky start off with this first question that I have and stuff, and we'll just pass it on around, okay? And Ricky, I wanted to ask you, getting with Dynasty for the first time, how did all that come about for you?
I guess after playing with the Silvers, and then I kind of hooked up with Leon after that. And, it kind of started from just writing, really, and then Leon had asked me to be in the group. And I was like, sure, it'd be great, And it was really nice. I mean, It was really, really nice to be a part of the whole Dynasty group, because it was so much talent inside of the group, and I don't think that people are really, really aware of how much talent, I mean, with all the individuals that was a part of that group, But, that's pretty much how I, got in, was through Leon, and the rest was history.
There you go. Linda?
Hi.
Hey, how did you end up with Dynasty, sweetie? How did that happen for you?
I knew Nydra from an earlier incarnation. We'd worked together, and she met Leon, and Leon was planning this next group. He had already developed a relationship with Dick Griffey at Solar Records, and he met me soon after Nydra. She introduced us, and he told me what he was planning to do, and he asked me to be a part of it. So I accepted, and we started talking about material soon after and what the group would be soon after. So I was part of it from its inception, pretty much.
Okay, great. Richard?
Yes.
And do you remember the question?
The question was, how did I get involved in this music dynasty?
Right.
Yeah. Kevin Spencer and Ricky Smith and myself played together in a few local bands back in the day. And one evening, Kevin asked me to go over to Leon's house with him because he had been playing in the Silvers and yada, yada. But anyway, he asked me to bring my guitar, and at the time I didn't know I was being auditioned for Dynasty. I didn't know anything of it until then. And my first encounter with everyone that was involved in the so-called Throwdown Brothers was, I think it was at the record plant, and they were recording The Beat Goes On. And I had yet to play with most of these guys, other than Kevin and Ricky. But when I heard that track of that music, I said, I knew it was going to be a hit. So at that moment, I felt like I was being involved in something that was special.
Right. And basically, I can answer my own question as well. I got involved in the group because of Tony Westcott and Terrence Floyd. Leon had called Tony Westcott, asked him to play for Dynasty. And Tony Westcott was the drummer for the Silvers. And Tony had decided that he had some other things he wanted to do, so he called me up and asked me if I would come out to California and audition, and so I did, and we I auditioned. It took a while. It took quite a while, for about 3 weeks or so. I stayed at Mrs. Spencer's house, Kevin Spencer's mom's house, for about 3 weeks before I actually got a chance to audition. I did the audition, and it was over. Just, you know, it was quick, and it was over, and he told me I made the audition. And Richard, I just wanted to say that right after that, we went in the studio and recorded, and the beat goes on.
Wow.
And so, because wow. I actually thought I was going home. I said, well, when you guys get ready, Leon, just let me know, and then I'll come back. He said, no, you can't go nowhere, because we get ready to go in the studio and record. And we went in the studio, we recorded, and the beat goes on that week, and then the next week we did second time around for Shalimar. So it was just like you knew something special was going on. You know, I didn't, unlike you. I didn't know. We were just recording, and I was like, you know, it was just something that was happening. It just, that whole Dynasty thing just happened for me.
Right.
So, but anyway, D.A.?
No, I was sitting here, and first of all, I just want to welcome all of you all to the show. I do appreciate you taking out your time. And if I seemed a little hurried or a little earlier, that kind of comes into this whole production kind of thing. But I do so appreciate you all taking out your time to
come
on the show. And I'm trying to be real conscious of Ricky's time, since he is due to perform in just a few moments. So let me throw this question at Ricky, and then I'll come back to the question with you all a little later in the segment. But Ricky, let me ask you this: being a part of a group like Dynasty that was, you know, that was really creating some trends and doing some things that were a little different with the industry. What do you perceive as the greatest contribution that Dynasty contributed to the direction of music?
I would think just all of the originality and all of the individuals, because everyone had like a different expression, like Richard and Kevin and Will and, you know, all the musicians, you know, everyone just kind of had their own style. And I think that's what really made the Solar sound, really. And Leon kind of was the orchestrator that kind of, you know, just kind of put everything together. It was like, okay, yeah, play this, play that. And I think it was just all the different personalities that really, really made that sound. And you know, and you know what I mean? Because it's like when we were in the studio together, it was like, it's like just a natural feeling. You know how music is? It's just, to me, it's just a feel. And everybody got in, and we would play together. Sometimes I might look at Richard, I might look at Leon, or we might catch a quick groove or something. But that was just the part of music that I felt like that really made those songs. And it was fresh, man. You know, it was like,
right.
It was really, really fresh. It was bright. The vocals was bright. Everything was tight. You know, it was great, man. And to just be a part of it for me was a great experience, working with Nydra, Linda, and everyone. I mean, it was like a big family. I mean, I felt like the baby of the family, so to speak, because I think I was the youngest, I think. So,
yeah, but you sure didn't look the youngest.
You know, I felt a little special, but it was really, really nice how I felt like the group had embraced me, you know, and made me feel very much a part of it. But not only that, it was just that this group, and I have to say this in all honesty, because a lot of times there are groups that are out there that set trends, and this group really set a trend. A lot of times there are other people that get the recognition for it, but this group, I'm telling you, man, was a group that really, really set that whole thing up.
Okay, that's great. Because I know when I was listening to, you know, putting the show together and listening to a lot of material, and I kind of picked with Wardell a little earlier, right before the show, and I said, man, you know, I was listening to this one track, and I thought I was getting ready to hear another song that another group had done, because the thing that I wasn't aware of is how many hit, excuse me, quote unquote, hit records, and they were, that in the backdrop of that was Dynasty. And, it blew my mind as I was going through and Wardell began to tell me the story. And again, I just commend you all, for what you've done. And I agree, a lot of times the musicians and the artists, the vocalists who are behind a lot of the music that actually does make a mark, they don't get the recognition. And that's why I'm really honored to be able to have this conversation with you all.
Well, listen, I don't mean to cut it so short, but I have to run.
I know.
I love you all. Linda, I love you.
Bye, Ricky. Bye, Ricky. I'll talk to you soon. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Call me, Wardell. Okay, I will. D,
yes,
take care.
Yes. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right, Ricky. Have a good show, man.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you.
Bye.
And that was Ricky Smith, who was with Dynasty as well, and he did take out the time to call, and he is doing a performance. Anything that I didn't get to mention to Ricky, but I will mention it to the rest of you all just before we go into this next segment, is I absolutely loved all of the musicianship on Dynasty's material as well as the other artists that you all record for. But the only thing that I'm going to say, and we're going to take a small break, is in my humble opinion, you could have found a different drummer. We'll be right back. That was Do Me Right, Baby. That was by none other than Dynasty. And I have to say, you all, I was making a joke with Wardell about the drummer. He knows It's much love to my brother, but you know, hey, he could have put the pants on. Yeah, you at least could have played with pants on instead of short shorts and suspenders. We'll talk about that on a different show.
By the way, you guys, I just want y'all to know that DA is from Philadelphia, just like me, and he's a jazz drummer. He's a jazz drummer just like me as well.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
He's got a lot of hate in his heart for me. And it's all good.
Now, I want to come back to the question that I asked Ricky, and I'd like all of you all feedback. Linda, for you, what do you think is one of the greatest contributions that Dynasty made, especially being such, I've got to go here, especially being such a talented, beautiful young lady who is out in the forefront.
You ain't lying.
Yes. Wardell, hush. Okay. But what do you think one of the greatest contributions was, Linda?
You know what? I'm really, really happy to have the opportunity to, in retrospect, to talk about the musicians in the band. I was in a very different setting, a different perspective. I was an artist. I was one of the artists. So I was, you know, musicians who are listening will get this in that I was like from the spoiled class. I was, you know, I didn't go through everything the musicians went through. Things were a little more catered for me. But we really, I know everybody's heard this a million times that we were a family, but we really had some amazing relationships. And these guys are and were amazingly talented. And as Ricky said, when I was listening to him, he talked about how Leon was pretty much the orchestrator. He was. He had the beginning in. He had a history already. He had been part of the Silvers. So he had the in. He began it. But he collected some amazingly talented musicians who really enabled him to start this sound and this movement that affected so many artists, not just on the Solar label, Whispers, Lakeside, Chalmar, Dynasty, not just them, but other acts. I remember all these acts, even Whitney Houston calling and saying, you know, I need a song, and that's when you're hot, when you have a hit, artists come out of the woodwork and their record companies, and they're asking you, please, you know, I want one of those songs, I want you to write me this, I want you to write me that, and that's what was happening at the time. Dynasty was really a major anchor of Solar Records, and these musicians, Ricky Smith, Mr. Randolph, who's on the show, Wardell, Kevin Spencer, William Shelby, they were really the backbone for the sound you heard, that sound that's really, really, really identifiable, not just in Solar X, but like you're saying, you're a musician, you hear that thing, you know that thing,
right.
It was happening a lot. And Ricky and these guys in Dynasty wrote so many, many songs for a lot of people, everybody on the label, and they were incredibly talented. But what I hope, if any musicians and singers are listening, they were and are really, really good people. They're kind people, very talented, very rooted in good stuff, very talented writers. I mean, we were really kids at the time, pretty much. But there really, truly was a family. We were solid about how we rehearsed, how we worked through songs, how we recorded. And for me, recording was the best. And so my very, very long-winded answer is that these guys really wrote the stuff. They wrote the music. They wrote the lyrics. I participated in it. I did some, but they were gigantic. They really were the people who established this sound that they helped Leon create.
Okay. That's great. That's great. And Richard.
Wow, Linda.
Yes.
No, it's true.
Well, first of all, I'm a little choked up after Linda's
statement.
Telling
you.
Wow, that was awesome.
Wow. Awesome. That's great.
To answer your question, that was great what Linda said, and it's very true. I have to admit it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dynasty's live performance made more of an impact on the record industry than anything. Because years later, because I never got a chance to see us live, but recently I've seen some things of us live on YouTube, and
right.
I was blown away myself at how tight we were. At first, I was listening, and I said, are we lip-syncing? Because, we did a lot of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
And I said, we're playing live. I couldn't believe it, and I was there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I have to say our live performance was made a huge impact on the record industry. And I got to say this, and I hope nobody listening gets angry, but a lot of the artists we would play with on different shows would sometimes be angry at us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because we were so tight, and when it was time for the headliner to come out, the audience was still screaming for Dynasty, and that would piss off sometimes.
I remember.
You know what I mean? You know, and that just blew me away. You know, but so when I finally got a chance to see us live, I said, "Wow, I understand now." You know, but keep in mind, I don't know how youngsters nowadays rehearse, but Dynasty rehearsed twice a day. It was a regiment. You know what I mean? It was we were so tight that the stuff we did, we could literally do in our sleep. And I mean that because sometimes on stage we were asleep. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, wearing my pants or whatever. You know, but I have to say that was our largest contribution, our live show. And this is the studio, of course, but that's where that came from because early on, everything was rehearsed first and then recorded live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you got that natural live feel. You know, later on, because the technology got better, we would do the multi-track thing. But for the most part, all those things were done live. All those were done live. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
powerful. That's powerful.
Oh.
Wardell.
Unbelievable. What was the question again? Because these guys, they're taking me all over the place, man. I am everywhere. And, you know, so what, do you remember the question, D.A.? I know you're taking some B12, but you know, do you remember?
Okay. Let me help a brother out. No.
ask me a different question then.
The question had to do with the contribution that Dynasty made.
Well, you know, I'm listening to them. I really don't have anything else. I mean, they've said it all. And I think that's, and I'm in agreement with them on that. The only thing I can say is that we were truly an incredible family. And we all have different versions of what happened through that journey. Mm-hmm. The fact that we were the fact that we played on so many different records outside of Dynasty's record. A lot of people have no idea, and that is what really, you know, that's the only thing that I wish people knew, because these guys are definitely worthy of that, you know, that people knew about these guys
True.
The things that they've done. They've done so much stuff. We played on so many records. When I put my discography together, I could not believe it. I couldn't even read all the stuff that we did. But, you know, I just want to thank Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey for having the vision to keep us together after they put us together so that
mm-hmm.
we could do the things that we did, and gave us the opportunity so that we could become Dynasty, the Dynasty that we became. And unfortunately, we didn't go any further because of whatever the reason is, and Linda explain that later, but we tried so hard. but we had such a wonderful moment, man. And so many records, so many, and the artists that Linda was speaking about outside of Solar, we're talking about Gladys Knight and the Pips, we talk about the Brothers Johnsons, we talk, it just goes
wow.
on and on and on, and Evelyn Champagne King, I mean, we did so many, you know, we're talking about the Atlantic Star, we did so many different artists, and on and on and on, I could, you know, and that's just, you're scratching the surface, D.A. But there was so much stuff that we've done, and I'm just so proud of these guys. I am so thankful that they are in my life. I love all of them. And they have blessed me, and this is a very difficult day for me to sit, because this is an emotional interview for me. This is not like a regular interview where I'm just talking to Howard Hewitt or, you know, who I love desperately and all those other people that we talk to, DA. This is my family, and this is really, this is real close for me. So, but, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on that. No, I just basically told DA I can't interview my own group. You got to do it.
Right. Well, okay.
He's taking the reins. Yeah, absolutely. I can't do that.
started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I loved you to me. On one in a million chance of a lifetime, and life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. I was a lonely man with empty arms to fill. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh,
interview from Dynasty. Thank you, Dynasty, for coming on and blessing us. And this is when Richard was still alive. So just hearing Richard's voice is really something else. God bless you, Richard. Rest in peace, my brother, Mr. Richard Randolph. And but it is life. It is what it is. We live for as long as we live, and then it's time for the next generation, the next generation, on. And we end up losing ourselves along the way. But God is good and he's faithful, and I'm blessed. And I just can't say enough about, you know, those guys for coming on. Thanks to Ricky right before his show with the time. Ricky plays bass for Morris Day and the Time. And he's been doing that for 20-something years, 30 years almost. And so he ran out to do his show. So thank you, Mr. Freeze, for coming on and sharing your story. And that was a good story. And Mr. D.A. Williams for helping to host the show. Thank you, my brother. We do appreciate you guys so much. And so, I will be ending the show in 15 minutes because I have a doctor's appointment. I'm just playing, but I am hoping that we can get Don Fleming on to close out the show. But we're good. And I hope that you guys are good. And don't forget, tomorrow we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Whoa. So, tune in for that. We're going to have a good time with that. And thank you guys again for just being a blessing. I do have to do something with Nidra's thing, so I want to do that as well. So I'm going to figure out what's going to happen here. In the meantime, we're going to continue to play some good music for you. And we hope that you guys are blessed and God is good all the time. Here we go on Solar Records Radio.
all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came. She wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misguided. Makes me want.
Like Diana Ross and the Supremes, right? And I'm going, wait a minute, is this the demo? What's really happening here? So we are, I just tell you that when you have that sound and you just play it, you record it on different acts, it can be very confusing. And that's why there was a certain point the 80s when it was like a producer's, everything was about the producer. It was, everything sounded, had that, the Silver Spoon sound. We had our sound, the Solar sound. Then Babyface had his sound. Jimmy Jammy, Terry Lewis had their sound. I mean, on and on and on. There was just so many different producers that were hot and they were just doing their thing and it was just beautiful to watch and to notice. So let me see if my brother is available. I'm not sure if he's all set up and stuff yet, but we'll check out and see how he's doing. Mr. Fleming,
I'm here.
Teddy Riley had his thing. His sound was the that thing too. It was a part of it. And so when you heard Teddy Riley's songs,
He's like, well, hold on. Well, who's the artist? Because he couldn't tell. And so, but anyway, we got my boy Don Fleming. He's going to close you guys out. Don, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, man, we had Dynasty on earlier doing an interview. I played an old interview with Richard Randolph. And and yeah, he was him and Linda and Ricky Smith and myself. And we had a nice interview, and I thought Nigel was in it. I'm not sure if I, because I remember I had to leave the room for a minute, and I'm not sure if she played or not. But anyway,
right.
I did play Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Stairway to Heaven, huh?
Yeah. I knew.
For some reason, I knew it was Stairway to Heaven, but because that's one of the. I mean, one of the biggest songs, but. That guitar riff, man, just threw it out that whole song. But, hey, look at you tapping into your inner Led Zeppelin.
That's right, man. I loved all kind of music when I was young.
Yeah.
And
that's a beautiful
that
thing.
That was one of them. Yeah.
Beautiful
absolutely.
Thing, man.
So you got it now. I'm going to go up to my my interview or my appointment, my doctor's appointment. And thank you so much for closing us out. What time is your show tonight? 8 p.m. Eastern?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out with me. And, we got, 20 minutes exactly left of the show. You play any Blue Magic yet?
Nope.
You didn't play any Blue Magic?
No magic.
I'm going to 70 soul this one for you, if that's okay. I'm going to
tell
you, so let me take you guys back. 1972 music from Blue Magic, of course. This is Spell. Guys, keep it locked right here. It is Throwback Thursday on So Long Records Radio.
Trouble sleeping.
Trouble
dreaming. Just
I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
Forever. I cannot be, but then I will hold faithful. Faithful.
Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive. Of course, that is music from Trouble Man, the movie Trouble Man from 1972. That is the title song by the late, great Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man. You know what? I love that movie. I was a film minor in college, and I did kind of a mini senior project on the Blaxploitation era. And, you know, I've always watched Trouble Man. I've seen Trouble Man when I was a kid. But, you know, getting older and watching it and understanding what Mr. T was about, you know. Of course, the movie starred, I think, Robert Brooks. You had the brother with the clamp from Live and Let Die, the bald-headed brother. I think his name, like, Julius Carey, Paul Winfield. I remember his name was Chalky. The dad from the Waltons. He was in the movie. A couple of other cats was I think Paula Kelly, sister at the time. Oh, sister was in the movie, Paula Kelly. I love that movie. I love, if you guys remember Trouble Man, there's a beginning, the very beginning scene where he's leaving, one of his side pieces home, and he's just driving. You hear Trouble Man, the sound of the music from Marvin Gaye. And he's driving this beautiful white, I think it was like a Lincoln, And if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys remember the movie, and, you know, making, you know, say something in the comments. But he's driving down Pacific Coast Highway. And I remember, you know, I lived in Venice at the time. I was living in, well, not at the time. I wasn't born. But I used to live in, when I lived in California, I lived in Venice. And I'm going, I see that, I'm looking at Pacific Coast Highway, how it looked in 1972. And I'm looking at the street, you know, the highway. And, oh, there's the Venice exit. There's the Oxnard exit, yada, yada, yada. Lincoln Boulevard, you know. This, you know, just kind of compared, making like these comparisons, you know, between now and 1972. I just love the movie. I love the movie. But anyway, from 1972, of course, that was music from Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man. Before that, from 1976, from It's Good to Be Alive album, of course, the late, great DJ Rogers, Faithful to the End, and of course, started off the block, Spell by Blue Magic. Again, it's going to wrap it up for us, Wardell and I. Wardell had to go tend to the horses or whatever. You know, he's Farmer John. So I'm going ahead and close it out. Going, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. So make sure you check out. Make sure you check out tonight because Throwback Thursday does not end. No, not at all. 8 to 10 p.m., you have Throwback Thursday night with yours truly from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and hang out with me. And you never know where they might call in and troll me or do a couple of blocks. So, you know. But anyway, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Going to close out a little Lionel Richie. Love Will Find a Way. Don Fleming, actually for Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tonight. So make sure you guys have a safe Thursday to carry you into the show tonight. So make sure you tune in. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Are you feeling down and lonely? Feeling like you can't go on? Just remember, love will find a way. Tell me, are you going through changes? Time seems like it's passing. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely, and no one seemed to care. But if your hope the truth.